4. Monday at the office. Mondays for the Hardings are much like Mondays for other people. The children had to go back to school, Jill went back to work at her office in the city, and Jack had to work on some new magic tricks. Where is Jill's office? She works at an office in the Shard. The Shard is a skyscraper in London. It is 310 meters tall, and there are 95 floors in it. Mrs. Harding has been working at the Shard for 2 years now. She began to work there 2 years ago, and she is still working there. What does she do in the office? She works at a desk. What is on her desk? Of course, there are papers and pencils, a rubber and a ballpoint pen on her desk, but she usually works with her computer. When she gets to her office in the morning, the lights are already switched on. She sits down at her desk and switches on her computer. Then she reads her mail. Does her mail come in envelopes and is it written on paper? No, it isn't. All her mail is in the computer. It is sent by email. Where does she get mail from? Her mail is from all over the world. Her company does business with countries all over the world. What language is her mail written in? It is written in English. Does she print her mail? No, she doesn't. She only prints documents that she has written herself. At what time does she start work? She starts work at 8 a.m. She starts work at 8 o'clock in the morning. Today, Mrs. Harding got to the office at 8:05. She was 5 minutes late when she got to the office. Sometimes she is late for work and sometimes she is early. This is all right. She doesn't have to be at the office at exactly 8 o'clock. When she got to her desk, the lights in the office were switched on, but her computer was still switched off. She switched it on and sat down at her desk. When her computer was switched on, she checked her email account. There was a lot of mail waiting for her. She had a lot of work to do. She took the mouse in her right hand and moved it to the first email on the screen. She opened it and the letter appeared on the screen. Now she could read it on the screen. She didn't have to print the letter to read it. Was it an interesting letter? No, it wasn't. Visiting an exhibition or watching a comedy was interesting, and going to a beautiful island by magic was very interesting, but the letter in her office wasn't interesting. It was boring. Mrs. Harding knew that all the letters were boring, but it was her job to read and answer all of them. While she was writing a letter, her phone rang. It was her boss. "Hi, Jill," he said. "I've just sent you a document. Have you printed it yet?" "No, I'm just writing a letter." "Print the document first, please, and let me know what you think. Bye." With her mouse, Mrs. Harding closes the letter she is writing. Then she opens the document her boss has sent her. She sends the document to the printer. Then the printer prints the document. When the printer has finished printing it, she takes the paper and reads it. Before she has finished reading it, her phone rings again. She answers the phone while she is reading the document. It's her boss again, who wants to know what she thinks of the document. "The printer has just printed it, but I haven't finished reading it yet," she says. "I'm just reading it." While she is reading the document and talking to her boss, a new message appears on the screen. She knows that another message means more work. When she has finished talking to her boss, she reads the new message. This is how Mrs. Harding spends her Monday morning, between the phone, the screen, the keyboard, messages and papers. Does she enjoy doing all this work? No. She enjoyed lying on the beach and swimming in the warm sea on the day before, but she doesn't enjoy a lot of her office work. At last it is 12 o'clock. It is noon. At noon she has a 1 hour break. She has a break from 12 o'clock noon until 1 p.m. Her break lasts for 1 hour until 1 o'clock in the afternoon. What does she do during her lunch break? She goes to a restaurant with some of her colleagues. From the office they take the lift down to the ground floor. There are a lot of restaurants there. They go to their favorite restaurant and take a seat by the window. There are a lot of people in the restaurant at lunchtime. The restaurant is very busy. Mrs. Harding takes a menu. In the menu she can read what food and drinks she can order. What does she want to order? She wants to order her favorite drink and her favorite food. Her favorite drink is beer, and her favorite food is fish and chips. Can she order beer? No, she can't. She knows she has to go back to work after lunch, so she can't have any beer to drink. So what does she order when the waiter comes? I'd like a glass of orange juice and the fish and chips, please, she says. What do her colleagues order? Do they also order fish and chips? No, they don't. They order a salad and juice. Has Mrs. Harding ever ordered a salad for lunch? Yes, she has, but not very often. When she has a salad only for lunch, she's hungry in the afternoon. She doesn't enjoy being hungry at work. When Mrs. Harding and her colleagues have finished their lunch, they ask for the bill. Do they ask for one bill together? No, they don't. They each get their own bill. The bill, please, Mrs. Harding says to the waiter. The waiter brings her the bill. The bill amounts to £6.95. That means she has to pay £6.95. In the UK there are 100 pence in a pound. Mrs. Harding pays the waiter £7.50. This means she is giving him a tip. The tip is 55 pence. People in the UK often say P for pence. The waiter got 55p as a tip. After lunch, Mrs. Harding and her colleagues still have a few minutes left before they have to go back to work. During this time, they leave the building and walk to the river. There is a river in London. It's called the Thames. They go to the River Thames for a short walk. Then they have to go back to the Shard and take the lift up to their office again. Mrs. Harding already knows what is waiting for her in the office. Messages, the screen, the keyboard, the printer, and the phone.